Well, your next car could include a health checkup, and that would include blood pressure, heart rate, other body responses. Let's talk with a researcher who's looked into this new smart car. Dr. Brian Reamer is a research scientist at MIT's Age Lab and associate director of the New England University Transportation Center at MIT. Dr. Reamer, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to join you.
Describe and explain this car to us.
So what we're really looking at down the road in the future is the use of biometrics in the vehicle for adapting vehicle systems and automation and workload management to help the driver make more strategic decisions behind the vehicle or behind the wheel, and longitudinally potentially help assess driver health, allowing the car to detect if there's cardiac issues going on, diabetics making better decisions behind the wheels. Again, using information from the biometrics realm, heart rate, skin conductance, respiration activity, to inform decision-making in the vehicle.
How many people really need a system like this?
And actually, if we look to the future of the vehicle in terms of the coming influence of automation systems and the advancing levels of workload in the vehicle from the telematic systems in the vehicle as well as the information we're bringing in, most of us actually do. We actually need some subtle hints or clues to when we're trying to do too much. A smaller percentage of us might need the health aspects, but over the long haul of an aging population and the changes in demographics worldwide, there's a larger percentage of us every year managing one, two, or even three chronic diseases. And the better information we can help you make more strategic decisions at any given point in time, the better off you're going to be behind the wheel.
We have become such a litigious society, Dr. Reamer, that I'm wondering whether these new technologies might in some way violate health privacy laws, the HIPAA sort of a thing.
That's an interesting question. I think it's a long way before that's an issue at all. In the forefront, you're really going to see systems that are capable of providing the driver with an indication of things aren't going so well. And the data that results in the system, from these systems is going to be far from a health outcomes detection perspective, i.e. you have disease X or you have disease Y. That's really, really pretty far off. In the near term, we really see the use of very similar forms of information that the medical community is using to make very different types of decisions in the vehicle.
Do you see this technology becoming as common as the seatbelt and airbags in terms of automobile safety?
Yes, I do. And the reason I do is that if we want to effectively use highly automated systems in the vehicle to take control away from the driver, we effectively need to do a much more fundamental job of understanding how alert and aware the driver is at any given point in time. And the use of biometric measures, visual perceptual measures, and other sensing technologies are really going to be, in my view, a key tipping point in the future autonomy in the vehicle. So in essence, when does the automation take over? When doesn't it take over is really based upon when I can control the vehicle. And that is the crux of the litigation problem, in essence.
Is this going to make cars much more expensive?
In the long run, not really. We're looking at technology that we integrated at the same cost that many of the other technologies we've seen over the past 20 years have been integrated into the vehicle. Well, today it would be quite expensive, so would an autonomous vehicle. Tomorrow it won't be.
Dr. Reamer, good to meet you, and thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. Dr. Brian Reamer, research scientist at MIT in Cambridge.